Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB news, after weeks of heated debates, surprise endorsements, and secret recordings, Georgia Republicans are set to vote in a gubernatorial runoff today. The matchup between Secretary of State Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle pits the White House, which backs Kemp, against outgoing Republican Governor Nathan Deal, who backs Cagle. Both Republicans have tried to align themselves with Trump while taking hard lines on immigration, guns, and other social issues. Democrat Stacey Abrams awaits a winner as she tries to become the first Black female governor in any American state. Voters will also decide runoffs in the races for lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and school superintendent. Polls open at 7 a.m. and they close tonight at 7. Many have already voted, as GPB Stephen Fowler reports.
More than 210,000 Georgians cast an early vote in the three-week period leading up to the runoff election. Most of them are Republican ballots, as voters will decide their candidate for lieutenant governor and secretary of state. Less people voted early than in the May general election, but a tight race for the Republican nomination for governor between Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp has increased attention towards turnout on Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Miami Marlins last night by a final score of 12-1. Second baseman Charlie Culberson led the way for the Braves, knocking in three runs and four hits. The Braves and Marlins will meet for an afternoon game today. It starts at 12:10. The federal corruption investigation at Atlanta City Hall is expanding again. According to the AJC, each member of former Mayor Kasim Reed's cabinet was issued a subpoena last week for all leave requests and approvals since January of 2014. The time frame includes about 2 weeks of Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' administration, when nearly all of Reed's advisors were still working for the city. The latest subpoena is one of many issued during the last 18 months that the investigation has been known to the public. The federal probe has already led to several arrests and indictments of former city employees on charges of conspiracy and bribery. A Chinese company is bringing jobs to North Georgia. Governor Nathan Deal made the announcement yesterday, as GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Complete Flooring Supply Corporation is investing $30 million in providing 100 jobs in Gordon County. The announcement of the company's first U.S. facility coincides with the state's recent economic development mission to China. Murad Dockley is an associate professor of international business at Georgia State University. He says more Chinese companies are investing in the state.
We boast here top-notch infrastructure, transportation assets. We are the Port of Savannah, the airport, excellent highway network, 75, I-20, and others.
CFS imports and distributes flooring products. New jobs will include positions in manufacturing and operations. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
For more news, please visit gpbnews.org. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.